when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hej och välkommen till Travel News podcast. Mitt namn är Viggo Kavling och jag är chefredaktör för Travel News, Nordens största affärstidning som bevakar reseindustrin. Nyligen så var jag i Köpenhamn och var med när det första Fairfield-hotellet öppnade i Europa. Det ligger i Nordhavn som är en ny stadsdel norr om Köpenhamn. Precis, ja, inte riktigt norr, men nordöst om Köpenhamn, ut mot vattnet. Där det tidigare var bara industriområde har man nu byggt ett jättefint område med massor av restauranger, kaféer, butiker, lägenheter och kontor. Väldigt levande och kul. Och det fina hotellet, ja det vet spännande, det är Marriotts första inbrytning med det här varumärket. Marriott, det är ju en av världens största hotellkoncerner med över 6000 hotell och knappt 30 varumärken. Varav Fairfield, ja det är det näst största. Middle market, lite som Scandic, lite som Strawberry när det är sådär lite allmänt gosigt. Snart kommer intervju med hotelldirektören och designen på hotellet. Men först lite reklam om Travel News Premium. Vårt beslutsunderlag är alltså artiklar som innehåller värdefull kunskap för dig som ska fatta beslut i reseindustrin. Vad händer egentligen under ytan, under den skummande ytan? Det berättar vi på Travel News Premium. Där blir det analyser av bokslut. Vi gör långa intervjuer. Vi analyserar vad som händer på Airbnb. Vad händer med poängskörden när SAS byter från Star Alliance till Sky Team, tror jag det heter. Det blir lite förvirrad. Men KLM Air France och KLM Allians. Man lämnar alltså Lufthansa-alliansen SAS och går in i Air France KLM. Det berättar vi om vad som händer där. Och en massa annat. Vi tittar på bokslut på de flesta bolag i reseindustrin och redovisar hur det går. Vill du veta detta? Ja, då är det Travel News Premium som gäller. Men det vet du väl redan? Ja, och är ni flera så får ni förstås en fin liten grupprabatt. Ja, tror du på kunskap? Då är Travel News Premium vägen fram för dig. Men nu rullar bandet med de två intervjuerna som jag gjorde i Köpenhamn.
My name is Sanne Faustad. My title is Director of Operation in Core Hospitality, and then I'm opening GM at the Fairfield and the Residence in Copenhagen, Nordhavn.
So you're the boss of this hotel that we're sitting at the moment now. Could you explain what kind of hotel is this?
This is a hotel that is... Sorry.
Please explain what is this hotel that we're sitting in?
The Fairfield Inn is a very traditional hotel. It is one of the biggest brands they have in within Marriott in the States, and it is the first we're opening here in Europe. It's a hotel where one of the key words is the beauty of simplicity. So you have everything you need. You don't have all the things you don't need. For instance, we don't have an evening restaurant. We try to get people to be a part of the local community instead and to eat in the local restaurants. But we have everything you need for a good night's sleep.
The area is called Nordhavn, North Harbour. Could you explain what kind of area is this?
It's a newly developed area in Copenhagen, but the developed companies have been really, really good out here, because normally in these new areas there's absolutely no cozy feeling out there. But here they started with building the restaurants and the cafes and an art gallery and different kind of things. So it is a lively neighborhood already. It's a mixture of residential and corporate companies staying out here. But it's this kind of urban suburb in the middle of the city. So it's a quite a nice area out here, but a little bit quiet, but very, very nice with the ocean just around everywhere.
How did Marriott get into this little bit more independent area?
Marriott has been looking for a long time for the right position for the new built the first Fairfield in EMEA, and we have been looking for a long time on this property, thinking what could be the right brand for this one. So when we got into collaboration with Marriott about this property, we were both eager about that this could be the perfect spot for the first Fairfield.
But try to explain this. You're the operator, and you work for Marriott, and you don't own the house.
No, I don't work for Marriott. I work for Core Hospitality. There's always three parties in a hotel. There's the one that owns the building, there's one that owns the brand, and there's one that runs the operation. So Marriott we are franchising into the Marriott brand, so it's Marriott that owns the brand, that sets all the brand standards. The building owner is PFA, it's a Danish pension fund. They have developed the entire area out here, so they own everything out here. They are selling some of the residentials, but the rest they're renting out. And then I work for Core Hospitality, that is a white label operator. You have that quite a lot in Sweden. It's quite new in Denmark, but we run hotel in other brands. So we run in international brands. For now, we are having all of our hotels within the Marriott portfolio. But we have these two hotels, Residence Inn and Fairfield in Copenhagen, and then we run three Maxi hotels, one in Denmark, also in Copenhagen, and two in Norway.
Marriott has, it's 30 hotels in Scandinavia, or is it 60?
I'm not quite sure. I think it's 30. But Marriott don't own any of the hotels they have in Scandinavia. It's all franchised hotels. So it is different operators that runs the hotels.
Will you open more Fairfield hotels?
Nothing has been published. Nothing has been signed yet. But we are looking at more Fairfield hotels. We think it's a gorgeous brand. We really like it. It's very close to our hearts because we have been part of making this brand European. We still think we made it more Scandinavian than European, but we will see when the rest is opening. But we are looking at different properties around the Nordic countries.
And are you owning the brand, or can somebody else open a Fairfield Marriott hotel?
There's a lot of Fairfield in pipeline now that is signed. It is not us running those. It is other operators around Europe. I think there's around 17 countries already now signed within the Europe countries. So yeah, there are definitely a lot of...
But you don't own the brand in Scandinavia?
No. We don't. It's Marriott that owns all the Marriott brands, yes.
Copenhagen has had many, many new hotels in the last years, and they're still building and opening more hotels. How are you nervous?
I'm never nervous, but I have a lot of respect for the industry. I have a lot of respect for our co-workers and competitors in the industry because there are so many skilled and good workers and hotels there. But I think as long as we, each of us, stand strong in our own brands and try to be, we cannot be something for everybody, but as long as we are standing strong for the guests we are trying to attract and be very clear about what it is we can offer, I think there's plenty of room for all of us. There has been more than 50% expansion in the occupancy during in the capacity during the last 5 years in Copenhagen. It was a city that needed more hotels. If we needed all of that fast, I'm not quite sure. I think there was a lot of us companies, operators, that thought this is a good idea to expand. We didn't coordinate it with each other. Of course we didn't. And then just a lot of us built it. But we can see now that Copenhagen has already now almost absorbed the extra capacity. So the occupancy for the entire Copenhagen is almost back to what it was before Corona, also percent-wise with the higher capacity. So I think everything will be fine as long as we are good operators, all of us.
You have a sister hotel close to you. It's residential. Could you explain what that is going on there?
Yes, this is a dual branded property, so we have both the Fairfield and the Residence Inn in the same building. It's with two different lobbies, two different reception, breakfast restaurants and all of that. But it is the same house. The Residence Inn is long stay, so that is mainly towards guests that are staying here for a week or more. Some are staying for 1, 2, 3 months. It is studio apartments, so it has a kitchen inside and a lot of other facilities aimed for longer stay. We can see that a lot of our corporates, they are staying both at the Residence Inn and at Fairfield, depending on if they're only going to stay here for a couple of nights or if they want a longer stay. So I think it's two brands that complement each other very, very well.
When we had a panel yesterday, I asked if you want to compete with Scandic. Can you explain? Do you want to compete with Scandic?
We want to compete with everybody that wants to compete with us. As I said before, I have a lot of respect for our colleagues in this business, in this industry. But of course, we're all competing with each other. But I respect them a lot. And I think as long as we stand strong on our own, then there's plenty of room for us and Scandic and Comwell and all the other good brands.
The rooms I've been sleeping with tonight are very practical, but they're not so personal. That's the same thing as Scandic's doing. What do you think about my views of the room?
Our philosophy is the beauty of simplicity, so we have decorated the rooms quite simple. There's the things you need, but there's nothing more. It is rooms where we try to inspire people to come down to the common areas we are having, both for work and for pleasure. So yeah, you have what you need. If you need something more, then you need to look into some of our other brands, and that could be the Residence Inn that is in the same building. But yeah, I think the strong side of the Fairfield is that it is this beauty of simplicity. You have the things you need, but you don't pay for anything else. You don't pay for all the things you don't need.
Do you think big chains like Marriott, and they have 64 brands, I think, is the future for hospitality industry, or you think there will be more independent hotels?
We only have 31 brands within Marriott. But
sorry.
It's fine, but it's still a lot of brands. I think there's room for both of us. The reason why we're looking into Marriott is also the Marriott portfolio is because of this strong international pipeline that we have. I think it can be difficult for the small independent hotels to attract the international guests. So I do think within Marriott we attract people from both the States, but also a lot of European countries. The Bonvoy, that is the loyalty club within Marriott, they have 195 million participants. So that's quite a lot of people we are reaching out for. So it is different what they can attract compared to a small local hotel.
And the Scandinavian brand Strawberry and Scandic, is there room for them as well?
There's room for all of us.
Have I forgotten anything that I should have asked but I haven't asked, or something you want to add?
No, I just hope you had a wonderful stay at our hotel and that you enjoyed being here. We're happy to have you here. And if there's anything, you're always welcome to reach out for us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Kate Mooney, founder at Oka Design Studio.
And what are you doing here in Copenhagen at Fairfield?
I'm here with Marit to talk about the launch of the Fairfield brand in Europe.
And what's your role in this opening?
So my studio, the design studio, have created the prototype for the Fairfield by Marriott for Europe and also a prototype for the Middle East and Africa. And we basically designed the full hotel operation from back of house to front of house, the facilities program right through to the interior design and everything that you can see and feel and touch here today.
And how is this different from the American hotels?
It's very different. We've designed it specifically for the European market. We've taken into account as many of the European cultural differences as we can in one design. And so very much aesthetically, it's quite different, quite distinct from its American cousin.
Okay. And how could you describe it if you can see it?
The idea behind Fairfield by Marriott is a very calm and relaxing space. When you come in, it feels very safe and restful. We designed it during and at the end of COVID, so we were very mindful of people's nervousness about travelling. And it was a nice opportunity to address a lot of the concerns that were being raised at that time. So the materials are all very natural, inspired by nature, the colours, inspired by the forests around Europe, the sort of multi-tonal greens and sort of natural wood colours are all very much about creating that lovely calm effect. And there's a really lovely European aesthetic in terms of the furniture, a lot of which is Scandinavian inspired, and creating the social circulation spaces has been a big part of it too, and creating a, at the core of all of that, we've got the Italian kitchen, as we call it, or the social kitchen, and the idea being that it becomes a very sort of amenable place to stay and potentially meet people and work and eat, and very multifunctional public spaces has been.
And were you based in London? Or?
We're based in the UK, but we're headquarters in Glasgow and in Palma, Mallorca. So we work across, while we're in Glasgow, we call ourselves geographically agnostic. So we work primarily in the south, London and the southeast, and in Europe. So we've done projects around Spain, France, Germany, Italy, and many other places as well.
What are the trends more general for decorating and interior hotels?
Trends. I think there's a whole mix of trends going on at the moment. You've got the very minimalist and very simple approach, and the whole maximalist, really celebrating everything, colours, patterns, lots of different things. So we don't tend to follow trends. We tend to design very much around the property that we're working on, the history of that, the location, the provenance. So our designs are very unique to each of the projects that we work on.
And how many hotels are you going to open here the next years with this concept?
So that's a Marriott question. I'm not quite sure what the actual answer is. I know the ambition is very high and they've had lots of interest. So I think you'll see Fairfields popping up across the Scandics and the Nordics over the next year or so.
Okay, what do you think about Scandinavian design in general?
I love it. What's not to love? It's always been a real influence in terms of the earliest days of my career in architecture and all the way through design and hotel design. We also had a, many moons ago, Oka had a e-commerce store. So it was an online interior design store, heavily influenced by a lot of the Scandic brands. So I spent a lot of time in Denmark and Sweden and meeting brands and bringing them on board with the website. So we're very familiar and very affectionate towards the Scandic designers.
Okay, have I forgotten something that I should have asked, or do you want to add something?
No, I don't know if there's anything from Marriott's perspective. I don't think so. No, I think you've covered everything.
Okay, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Då säger jag tack så mycket för att du lyssnar på Travel News podcast den här gången. Vi är snart tillbaka med nya podcast, och om du prenumererar i din spelare så får du naturligtvis ett litet pling när det händer. Jag vill också passa på att göra lite reklam för Travel News nyhetsbrev som kommer varje morgon klockan 7. Det är helt gratis att prenumerera. Du går bara in på travelnews.se och skickar in din mailadress, och så fortsätter vi ha kontakt. Ha en bra dag, och så hörs vi snart igen. Hej då!
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.